Melbourne Membership Day. Show your support. Give them a call, 1300-DOOM, and sign up today. Receive two bonus tickets and a cap. We'll get into the Saints and the Pies.
It's a pretty easy side to follow at the moment, the Demons.
You would have thought so, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, you've had some bad times, so all of a sudden, why wouldn't you get on board when all of a sudden you're going to enjoy it? Enjoy yourself.
No reason at all, right? No reason at all.
They're not going to be horrible. Under no circumstances are they going to be horrible.
Well, you should just support your team whether they're horrible or not. You know, like exactly. That should just be a non-negotiable.
Correct. But you're going to have some fun.
Through your playing career and coaching, what was the reputation of the Melbourne Footy Club?
Not flash. I was an ex-Melbourne supporter. Mm. So, I mean, I love the club as a kid, sort of growing up, but no, it wasn't flash at all.
Up 1 year, they'd have a good year. If they had a good year in Melbourne, you could almost London to a brick it that next year they were going to fall.
Yeah.
They were that sort of club, weren't they?
Yeah.
And clearly they want to bury that reputation forever.
Yeah, well, during my playing career, Melbourne stunk it up for most of the time. Late in my playing career, was obviously the Gary Lyon, David Schwartz, they started to, Todd Viney, started to become a pretty good side and, very, very competitive at that stage. But it has. If you go through a timeline and a history line, there's been more sad days for Melbourne supporters than good days. So, jump on board.
Everything's suggesting that they're the real deal for, the foreseeable future. Gaz is on the road before he gets stuck into the Saints. He might have a young gun or two that he wants your opinion on. Terry, hi, Gaz.
Hey, boys. Tether, how are you?
Yeah, good, Gaz.
Good, good. Us port people are absolutely delighted with our three young Jets, Dersmers. Looking awesome.
Yep.
Connor Rosie's got a nice foot, and the 5 foot nothing flea Butters. He's gonna get in. He's gonna get in there and cause some havoc, I reckon.
He's been very good, hasn't he? The thing that I've liked about him is that when he gets hold of the ball, something happens with it.
He's been good.
It either finishes up, either he kicks a score or he delivers to somebody who kicks a score. So he's a high score assist player, and it'll be interesting. Do they play all three? Do they? Yeah, play a couple of them. And that's the same with North. North have got some really good developing young midfielders, but then they've brought in a group of midfielders. I'll be interested, can they fit them all in? Or, is there a little bit of a selection dilemma around that as well?
Righto, Terry. Saints. We found out yesterday that they're going to do the medicals on Jonathan Marsh, maybe an admission that, they are looking at. Maybe, obviously, Carlisle's going to be a long-term absentee, and they're clearly concerned about Dylan Roberton. With Roberton and McCartan being uncertain, he's in a bit unknown at the moment. I imagine that throws a real curveball into assessing St Kilda.
Well, it is. I mean, it's a really difficult one. Let's face it, last year, to me, was a disaster for the Saints. I mean, when you have a look at it, the cold, hard light of day, they dropped from 11th to 16th. They dropped 7 wins from 11 wins to 4 wins, and they lost 21% at the same time. So it was an absolute nightmare. And of all the teams who needed to, some clear air and to start afresh in 2019, it was the Saints. But unfortunately, we know that they've been hit harder with injury than anyone, and it's injury, illness, and it's issues. Mm. I mean, it's one with a lot that they just seem to have copped. So we always start this with the issues surrounding them, and you've got to go to player health. When you look at St Kilda, the first starting point is just who's going to be there. So is Jack Stephen going to be there? When is he going to be there? Great to sort of see him back at the footy club. That's great. Jake Carlisle, we know he's not going to be there. It looks very doubtful that Dylan Roberton will be there. I thought he was going to be a great inclusion into the side. We don't know what's going on with Paddy McCartan. We know that Dan Hannabury's still going to be quite a few weeks. Billy Longer's not there. We know Nathan Brown's got a suspension. So what are we saying there? That's about 7 blokes who I would sort of say could considerably be selected in their first 18 or certainly their first 22. And that's really difficult to sort of be a starting point for them for the year. They've got a couple of other younger boys that are out injured as well. But that makes life incredibly difficult right from the outset.
When you look at their squad and their best potential, where are they going to hurt most teams? How does St Kilda get hold of teams in this league? That's what I keep coming at. I keep looking at Terry going, they've got a lot of workers and they've got admirable players, and but how are they going to hurt you?
Well, I talk about quantum leap players, you know, guys who are X in 1 year and take a quantum leap and really become serious players in the following year. There's always, to me, been questions surrounding the depth of talent at the club, as you've just sort of mentioned. And if you don't believe that, only have a look at their goal kickers from last year. So the leading goal kicker last year was Jade Gresham, who's just a kid, with 35. Third placed in their goal kicking with Jack Nunes with 18. Mm-hmm. So just to put that in context, the West Coast Eagles premiers had six players who kicked over 20 goals. And you got the third best at St Kilda kicking 18. So that is where the problem lies. I mean, just with the quality of players that can actually get the job done and finish it off. So when I look at it, I try to look at it as a glass half full.
Yep.
These are the blokes to me. Jay Gresham, Jack Billings. Now, Jay Gresham, great year. He had a great year. Yep. But he's a kid who should still have potential growth. Jack Billings has gone back a couple of steps. I still have faith that he's got the ability to come forward a few. Jack Steele. Now, people, St Kilda fans will say, what are you talking about? He come third now, best and fairest. I know that. He's a really good kid. I still think there's more scope. He's a bull. Mm. I still think there's more scope in him to become an even better player in the competition. The couple of the kids, high-end draft picks, Hunter Clark, Nick Caulfield. It might be too early, but if you can get at least one of them to take the quantum leap forward. Ben Long. I know that the club's got real belief in his talent as a player. Can he realise it and take it to another level? Jack Loney, another one. Brilliance about him, but inconsistencies about him. That's, to me, where they, if they get a group of those, not all of them are going to take a quantum leap, but if they can get some of those blokes to take a quantum leap, at least they're going to be able to be competitive.
Anyone over 6'1" who might be able to play? Like, do you know, and I'm saying that with tongue firmly planted in cheek, but all the guys you've mentioned
I mean, that's why they've been dying for somebody like a Blake Akers, who's a big, strong sort of body, to be able to do exactly that.
You look at it and you think, and you know this, but you know, if you've got Paddy McCartan in there reaching his potential.
Correct.
And you got Jake Carlisle 100% fit and firing.
Yeah.
Then you've got a real sort of rock potential match winner at either end of the ground.
Absolutely.
But we just don't know where they're at.
Yeah. And that's where Bruce has got to come back and be able to perform at a reasonable level. We know the memory's been pretty consistent.
Yeah, of course he has.
He's done his job. But, down the forward half, Bruce needs to come in and be able to do a job. The positives for me, it's been a good summer. Apart from the injury factor, but the way that they've gone about their approach. The club and their playing group appear to be determined, and they really want to turn around their fortunes from what happened last year. Two wins in the JLT and a desire to prove critics wrong. It was a little bit of the North Melbournes of last year.
Yeah.
You know, hey, everyone reckons we're no good. We're going to show them that we're better than that. Sometimes that can push a squad to a certain level. It mightn't be able to take you all the way, but it certainly, to me, has been a positive about their approach, at least, and attitude going into the summer months. The other one for me is that they've introduced some senior recruits. Hanbury was obviously the talking point the whole time. I think Dean Kent will be handy for them.
Yep.
Nick Hine from Essendon, he's very quick. Matthew Parker from South Fremantle. We saw a couple of really exciting signs from him over the course. Then there's the two North Adelaide boys in Robbie Young and Callum Wilkie that they've added. And I've also added Rowan Marshall into this. He's been put onto the main list now from being a rookie. And I think it's an opportunity there for him to take his chance. I thought he was terrific in JLT too. So to me, they've got blokes that are all should be hungry and are all mature enough to actually compete now.
Yep.
So that's the glass half full sort of look at it. You know, we know they've got some problems. We don't know whether they've got enough talent to be able to get there. Then you look at the fixture. Even with an absolute riddled injury list, they've got to win round one against the Gold Coast down here.
They have to.
And to me, I think they will.
Yeah.
I think they'll get the job done, and at least that'll get them started. But you have a look at this after that. Essendon, Freo away, Hawthorn, Melbourne, Adelaide, GWS, West Coast, and Collingwood to round nine. It's really, really tough. And you look at it, they're not going to start favourites in any of those games.
No.
They won't lose the ball. Something happened. They'll win one, two, three, whatever it be along the journey. But that's a really tough start. You're sitting there after nine rounds, having played nearly all the best sides with the exception of round one. So I think it's going to be tough, and I think it'll be too much for them.
Dig in for the ride, Saunders. And this coming through from a dyed-in-the-wool St Kilda supporter. Keep digging the boots in. We'll only make our resolve even more. Showed a fair bit last season. Tackling one season ago. Tackling pressure is back. Getting it right off the field. They'll surprise a few of you so-called experts this year.
Most of us, look, it was glass half full for most of it, but you've got to have a reality part to it as well.
Spot on.